That Wolves right back, well, he's been tremendous. I've never seen the Russian wingers have so little role. Literally, neither Tatushin or Ilyin, although Tatushin was injured in the first half, can do nothing about it. Here comes Wilshaw again, racing down that left wing for Wolves, takes the ball away upfield. His left wing has run inside. What's he doing? Turns on the ball, skirts across the goal, through to Swinburne, he shoots, and scores!
Now he's offside. Just offside, provides Omer Skaraev had no chance of that one.
Well, Wolves certainly have struck form in the last 5 minutes. Real world leader. I mean, if he was offside there, it was only inches. Russian fullback takes the kick, sends it up through to Voroshilov, and they're stirred up there to tackle him. And Broadbent takes the ball away from the Russian right half. Farshina receives it. Across comes the substitute. He finds Farshina again, and there that's intercepted by Flowers. Flowers away upfield. A neat trick by Wilshaw. Wilshaw to Broadbent. Now Broadbent coming up the left wing for Wolves again. And they've got Smith there, but what's Broadbent going to do? He's running too close in there, I think. And he misses his kick, but he's got back again. It's come through to Smith. Smith across the Spartak penalty area now, through to Swinburne. What's he going to do? Shoot! And he's blocked, he comes through, he's passed through, and he scores! Handcuffs again! I don't know whether he was played onside there. He looked offside to me, but the ball bounced loose, nobody went. Quick, Hancock went up there and smashed it into the net, and that is Wolves 4. That's Wolverhampton Wanderers, league champions, and top of the league in England at the moment, leading Spartak, the Moscow runners-up of the Russian National League, by 4-0. They've come much time there, and again the Russians talking, they haven't got out the centre circle. There's a free kick there of Swinburne by Voroshilov. Free kick to Wolves, halfway inside. The Wolves half, near the Spartak half, and about 5 yards with their touchline. And it's the right back, Stewart, absolutely on his toes. Up he comes, he's built it, right up, into the Spartak goal, up they go, a good touch out, a back one, a corner by Piraeus there. Went so far forward, he lost it. Very lucky corner. Corner into Wolves, we're taken over on the far side by Smith, and every man in this Wolves side has really distinguished himself. Inside forwards had a poor first half. Hancock didn't have too bright a one. But oh, what a second half. Here they go again. And there was a fine header there. And that's just past this near post. Well, 4 goals to nothing. Wolves lead now. And I make it'll be time almost any second. Actually, it's extra time for injuries that's being played now. I don't think the game will go on very much longer. It's 4-0 to Wolves. A magnificent performance indeed. And there goes Hancock the way up the left wing again. And it's a real treat to see the way these horse rollers are going. Swinburne gets the ball. Hancock's there waiting for a return pass. Can he get it there? Quick Hancock. Oh, what's that? Oh, it's a free kick. What are they doing? The Wolves thought they were going to get a free kick there, and they didn't get it. So Swinburne simply pushed the ball through to one of the Russian defenders. Well, that really was a mistake. The Hancock should easily have got a third one there. Now, Flowers sending the ball away across field. He loses it. And there goes the ball. For the end of the game, Wolves have won by 4-0. I'm just going to ask Charlie Buchan for one sentence.
This was a famous victory, and the myth of the Russian fitness has been fully exploded. Wolves scored 3 goals in the last 5 minutes, run the Russians off their feet. In fact, the ball for that last 5 minutes was really out of the Russian half. It was round Swinburne, the Wolves centre-forward, Hancock the outside right, and Dennis Wilshaw, the inside left, run these Russians off their feet. I've never seen a more famous victory over a continental team than this one of the Wolves.
No, I must say that, and so Wolves have won deservedly under the brilliant leadership of Skipper Pillaride. Every man a hero by 4-0. Wilshaw in the 17th minute, Hancock in the 41st, Swinburne in the 42nd, and Hancock again in the 44th. 4-0, Wolves have beaten Spartak, and now goodbye, and a very special goodbye to you from Molyneux, Wolverhampton.